Thank you, Asher. Well, happy Sabbath to everyone again. And we're in the midst of speaking on the gifts of the Spirit that are spoken about in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Over the last 3 weeks, we've spoken about wisdom, knowledge, and faith. This week, we come to the gifts of healing. And it's interesting to me, the scripture actually says gifts of healing. The others speak singular of the gift of this, or of knowledge, of wisdom. It says the gifts of healing. But the same as wisdom and knowledge go hand in hand, so to speak. I think we've already established last week without doubt that without faith there can be no gift of healing. So the two of those work together. And when speaking on healing, I always like to first go to Isaiah chapter 53. Isaiah 53, verses 4 and 5 tell us, "Surely he has borne our infirmities and carried our diseases. Yet we accounted him stricken, struck down by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the punishment that made us whole, and by his stripes we are healed." Amen. It says, upon him was the punishment that made us whole, and by his stripes we are healed. Now, we should let that sink in for a moment. Our healing is made possible by all that he endured, by the life that he lived here, by him being bruised and him being crushed for our iniquities, for our sins. Through this, our healing is made possible. The healing of all those who lived this earth before he came in the flesh were made possible through this very same way, by the fact that he was going to. Ours is made possible by the fact that he already has. He came here and he suffered in a way that's unimaginable to us. We're not going to today because that's kind of another message, but when we read Isaiah 53 in its entirety, and I would encourage everyone to do that often, it really gives us an example of the life he lived and what he endured for our sakes. And by this, the scripture tells us, we're healed. Now in Exodus 15 and 26 tells us, the Lord speaking said, "And said, if you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I brought on the Egyptians. For I am the Lord who heals you." Who heals us? He does, amen. He said, "For I am the Lord who heals you." The scripture says there to do what is right in his sight. Does it not? When it talks about, before it speaks of him being there, the one who heals you, it doesn't talk about doing what is right in man's sight, does it? In man's sight and a man's understanding, the ideal, the very ideal that we believe that the Lord can heal us from cancer, from heart disease, from any disease, It's foolishness to man, isn't it? If we think in the way of man. But it says do what's right in his sight. Follow him. Because there is no other way. If the Lord strikes you with something, and your faith is not in the Lord and in his healing, there's nothing man can do for you. We see people daily die of many diseases. Doctors do everything they can, but they die anyway. So we should always know there's nothing a man can do to save us from our iniquities, from our sins, and there's nothing a man can do to heal us. Only the Lord. Now, he does give men the talent sometimes to be a part of that process. That knowledge that David talked about in specific areas that the Lord gives us, he did make some people knowledgeable in the area of medicine. And that can be to your benefit. But healing does not come from them, it comes from him. People are men who come to believe that healing comes from themselves are in fact stealing the Lord's glory. Whenever I have some sort of sickness and I go to a medical doctor, I always like to find one who's a man of faith. It gives me great comfort if they're a man of faith. They may not always be of the exact same doctrine, so to speak, as myself. But if they have faith in the same Lord, I feel much better about getting my medical advice from them. I once had a serious surgery, and the doctor told me the morning before I went in that he had prayed for me that morning. Nothing he could have said would have made me feel better going into surgery than those words. He could have assured me medically anything a thousand kind of ways. It would not have made me feel like it did when he assured me he had prayed for me that morning. Always find yourself a doctor of faith would be my opinion. Because, like I said, if the Lord strikes you, man can't heal you. And it is, in fact, the Lord who strikes us with these things. Some people don't like to believe that. But Deuteronomy chapter 32 and verse 39 says this. See now that I, even I am he, there is no God besides me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal, and no one can deliver from my hand. Now the God that most people talk about in mainstream churches, they always say their God doesn't kill, don't they? But guess what? What does it say here about our God? He says, I kill and I make alive, I wound and I heal, and no one can deliver from my hand. So if God strikes you, no one can heal you but him. And you will not become sick unless he allows it. When Job became sick and he had boils and sores from head to toe, we have the scriptural evidence that God allowed it, don't we? Satan requested it, but God allowed it before it happened. So he says, I wound and no one can deliver you from your sickness except, he says that he wounds and no one can deliver you from his sickness except him. And David mentioned this morning the laying of hands. And some people believe that healing comes only with the laying on of hands. There are churches that teach that. that you got to lay hands on someone for them to be healed. That's not what the scriptures say. Now, I'm not speaking against the laying on of hands, for it is scriptural in James chapter 5. What I am saying is this. If we start to think that it is the only way healing comes, then we in fact start to believe that healing comes by works, do we not? Because that is something that we do, some action that we take that would bring the healing. And like I say, it is scriptural in James chapter 5. James advises to do that. But there are many scriptures that speak of healing where it's not mentioned. So it is not the only way that healing comes to us. Excuse me. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 7 and 8 tell us this. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing for your flesh and strength to your body. Amen. What did it say would be healing for your flesh there? To fear the Lord, turn away from evil. So clearly the laying on of hands is not the only thing scripturally that brings healing, is it? Fearing the Lord. And if man's knowledge, while we're speaking about these scriptural gifts, and we talked about this morning how there's always a counter to God's, we know there's knowledge from man, there's knowledge from God. If man's knowledge heals you, it's often temporary, is it not? Cancer, surgery, chemotherapy, those sorts of things don't always work, do they? Oftentimes, healing by man's knowledge is temporary. But the Lord's healing is complete. Amen. If the Lord heals you from something today, you are completely healed from that. It's not a temporary healing. It is a complete healing of body and soul. Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 14 says, "Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. For you are my praise." Amen. So if the Lord heals you, you shall be healed. It is not a temporary healing of man. It is a permanent healing of God. If you have cancer, if you have any disease, if you have depression, if you have, you name it. There's so many diseases. We could stand up here all the diseases that are wreaking havoc in this world today. We could stand up here and talk about all morning long. You know the list is long. If the Lord heals you from any one of those, it is a complete healing. A complete healing. And what kind of healing do we desire? Do we desire temporary healing, or do we desire a complete healing? I desire a complete healing. And I think we would all have to say that that is the healing that we desire, would we not? A complete healing, not a temporary. In Hosea chapter 6 and verse 1, it tells us this. "Come, let us return to the Lord, for it is He who has torn, and He will heal us. He has struck us down, and He will bind us up." Come, let us return to the Lord, for He is torn and He will heal. The same as Deuteronomy 32 and 39 told us, "I wound and I heal." So this God that they will preach about tomorrow in churches throughout the world that only loves, never strikes anyone with sickness, never wounds anyone, is not the God you serve. Our God tells us that He wounds, but He also tells us He will heal. When we do what? It says, "Come, let us return to the Lord." So why does He strike us? Because we have strayed from Him. We have drifted away we have went away from him. Malachi chapter 4 and verse 2 says, but for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in his wings, and you shall go out leaping like calves from the stall. Amen. Some say you shall grow up like calves in the stall. My particular translation says leaping like calves from the stall. I really like the way that sounds. It really gives me an idea of what it's going to be like. Amen. It says the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in his wings. And he is risen, is he not? In him is the Holy Spirit gift of healing. In him. We touched on that a little bit this morning. About whenever he walked this earth, you can make the scriptural case that they may not have had the Holy Spirit the way that people had it before, or the way we have it now, for it dwell within him. And when we have scriptural evidence of that. In Mark chapter 3, verses 28 and 30, you hear part of this quoted often, but I don't think you hear the last part of it a lot. He says this, truly I tell you, people will be forgiven for their sins and whatever blasphemies they utter. But whoever blasphemies against the Holy Spirit can never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin. So is there a sin we cannot be forgiven for? Scripture says there is, does it not? Blaspheming against the Holy Spirit. And the part that they generally don't read is this. He goes right on to say, he said this because they had said he has an unclean spirit. What had they just done? They had blasphemed against the Holy Spirit. And he just said they would never be forgiven. Something we do not want to be guilty of, do we? You see, he had the Holy Spirit within him. It was his spirit. His spirit is the Holy Spirit. This is why he told them it would be better for them once he was gone. This is the spirit that he poured out on them on a certain day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2. It is his Holy Spirit that brings us healing. There is nothing else that can do it. He is the Son of Righteousness. And he has risen from the tomb. Hallelujah. Just as the prophet said he would. He would arise with what? Healing in his wings. And he has arisen from his tomb with healing to all those who fear his name. That's what the scripture said that we read. It didn't say to some, did it? It said to all those who fear his name. He has arisen and he has healing in his wings. He pours out his Holy Spirit upon us. It brings us these gifts. Amen? These gifts are not of us. I cringe inside when I hear people talk about, I have the gift of healing. I can lay my hands on you and you'll be healed. You hear preachers preach that and talk that. Who has the gift of healing? The Son of Righteousness. He chooses to use you sometimes to impart that to someone else. He has healing, not us, not man. It is him. And praise God Almighty, he has that healing in his wings. He has risen. We do not serve a dead Savior, do we? We are not like some who worship a dead Messiah hanging somewhere on a cross. You would never find me guilty of wearing a cross with a dead Messiah on it. Many people love to do that, amen? I'm not speaking against the cross. I just know that my Savior got off the cross. He has arisen and He has the healing within His wings. And He pours it out upon us through His Holy Spirit. No one can strike you without Him allowing it. And no one can heal you without Him allowing it. By His stripes we're healed, amen? By His stripes. Hallelujah. The Son of Righteousness. We can do nothing without Him. We have none of these gifts without Him. And I stress that in Mark chapter 8 there, that they were blaspheming against the Holy Spirit. And when we do not believe that healing is possible through Him, I fear we do the same. Think about that. Now, if He tells us that He gives the gift of healing, that the Son of Righteousness has arisen and He has healing within His wings, and we think that it is impossible, are we not on the line of doing the same thing they did that day when they accused Him of having an unclean spirit? We were reading today about Apostle Paul telling us to touch nothing unclean. As David very accurately pointed out in Torah study, that means there had to still be unclean things. But they had accused the Messiah of having an unclean spirit. And He said they were guilty of an eternal sin. They would never be forgiven. These scriptures we have read this morning, and there are many more that tell us. And we covered a lot of healing last week with faith, amen, when we talked about faith. It comes through faith, having faith. But there are so many scriptures in the Bible that speak of healing, of Him healing before He came and walked on this earth, and after He walked on this earth, and while He was on this earth. Amen. He never changes. He healed then. He heals now. It's impossible for it not to be so. So don't doubt it. When we doubt it, we're doubting Him. And if you doubt Him, I'd say that's close to blasphemy. So I wouldn't want any of us to ever be accused of that on Judgment Day. So let's just remember as we leave here today that He is the Son of Righteousness. He has risen. He has that healing within His wings. He pours the Holy Spirit out on us today the same as He did on that day of Pentecost. The same as He did. That wasn't a temporary one-time thing as some people would like to think. He pours that Spirit out on me and you and us here in this assembly the very same way He did that day upon them. And we are promised in Corinthians, this that we're reading about, that He gives these gifts to us today. Today, He gives us gifts of healing. Now, it does say that the Holy Spirit gives them severally to each as He wills. Does everyone have the gift of healing? No, but some do. So don't doubt it. And these scriptures have made it clear to us that you don't have to rely on a man, do you? Return to Him, call upon Him, and you can receive healing. Again, I'm not speaking against the laying on of hands, for it is found in James chapter 5, and I think we've all read that verse many times about laying on the hands and anointing with oil. And we do it, we practice it ourselves. I'm not speaking against it, but never think that's what brings the healing. He brings the healing through His Holy Spirit. There's no other way to have it. It is a wonderful gift, and we should all desire to have it, I think. The Scripture tells us that we can pray and desire for the gifts. Do not forget that. Pray for the gifts. Be careful what you pray for sometimes, though, because you could wind up like the Messiah was that David referenced this morning. You could wind up with thousands of people following you around. You might have to get in a boat to get rid of them. We think about that, you know, we say that kind of jokingly. We think about that. He literally had to do those things. Get in a boat and get on the water, go up on a mountain. So if He bestows upon you the gift of healing, the word got out in Dyersburg that somebody over here could heal you, you'd be a lot more popular than the hospital. Because guess what? People with the Holy Spirit gift of healing don't charge you for it. Amen. They don't charge you for it. You would become so popular, you might have to get on that boat and flee. But there's absolutely nothing wrong for praying for these gifts. Healing is a wonderful gift, but always remember it comes through no one except Him. And the Scripture tells us, come, let us return to the Lord. He has torn and He will heal us. Amen. And we will close this morning with our blessings. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance on you and give you peace. Amen.